Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hope you know they just sang all those songs at an instant, right? Like on the spot. Yeah, on the spot. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the song just fully communicates the message, what we taught yesterday. That's, no, people by default, when you see things that is flashy, gloomy, like, just want to accord reverence to that. But when we are teaching scripture, we say, oh, this one is just scripture. No, no, no. We have selected our own depths. Hallelujah. And we have seen the knowledge of Christ as superior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, sir. You can sit down. Let's have some word. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is awesome. Thank you, Izzed. Thank you, choir. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, everybody. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let me know when you are there. Second Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 3, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Verse 4, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in affliction, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in washings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers, yet true, as unknown, yet well-known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this is our creed. Amen, amen. Say, anything can be wrong, but the ministry must not be wrong. Yeah, anything can be wrong, but the ministry must not be wrong. Anything can stop, anything may not be working, but the ministry must keep working. Anything may not be working, but you must ensure nothing in your life is competing with the ministry. Nothing must be competing. Nothing must be competing. You could see where we started from. That should be verse 3, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving. What is another word for approving that I gave you yesterday? You remember? Showing forth, another word, yes. Exhibiting, another word, can I hear you? Showcase, yes. Presenting, thank you, T. There's one more word. You present, you portray, you show yourself, showcase yourself as a minister of God despite these things. Despite afflictions, despite necessity and distresses, despite washings, sleeplessness, labors, tumults, honor, dishonor, evil report, good reports. Despite everything, you must ensure that ministry keeps working. That clearly tells us that the ministry is bigger than you. It is bigger than individuals. The ministry of Jesus is bigger than your ego. It is bigger than your pride. It is bigger than what you are trying to portray. It is bigger than individuals. It is bigger than the pastor. That is why we don't, because of our appetite, spoil the work of God. Some people, they just like to compete with the ministry. Some people just love to compete with the pattern of the ministry. That's not good. Don't compete with the ministry. Don't compete with Christ. Protect the ministry. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Don't compete with the ministry. That place, they are always closing late, and you are saying it loud. No. The ministry must have your defense. Must have your defense. some people don't mind pulling down a whole church because of their rights. No, that is not you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Yes, we are saying stopping demonic activities. That song is just awesome. I don't see evil as deep. I don't see spiritism, you know, mysticism, just dim, 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 dim. Hallelujah. It's just awesome. Just awesome. So that's the mother of plenty religions. You hear that, what started this religion? You hear that say an angel gave them a book, and that is how it started. And you start plenty, like almost all false religion, they had an angelic appearance in their history. Hallelujah. Okay, I think I will really major on that. That should be Sunday. Colossians 1 verse 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom. Say all wisdom. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing. Say increasing. Say increasing. Say I must be increasing. Say my disciples must be increasing. Say this is my expectation. Why some people, even pastors by default, maybe if you are not in church, when you call, maybe you call your assistant, you call Sister Buki, because some people, the first thing they just ask that, how much was the offering today? It shows where your priority is. The active expectation of a preacher is that the people are increasing in the knowledge of God. Ministers, ensure you are not pushing your own personality to compete with the knowledge of God in the heart of your listeners. Ensure you are not trying to promote yourself beyond the word of God. There's a very slim line beside it. Ensure you are not trying to promote yourself, your personality, your own bigness. Like, ensure you yourself, you must don't compete with the word of God. Don't compete with it. Yes, the members must honor their leaders, but ensure you are not competing with the word of God. Ensure they are not giving you an honor that the word of God does not say they should give you. Are you with me, brethren? Increasing in the knowledge of God. There is no end to this. Increasing. Increasing. Until the least of us can explain what the best of us can explain, we will not stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Until the least of us can explain what the best can explain. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Say the power of God. But consistency in us. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience. That's what I'm explaining to you. Unto all patience. That means the strength of God is to the intent that you are patient. That means the strength of God in you is to the intent that you have patience, is to long suffering with joyfulness. That means although at your time it's like you are praying, things is not working, you are trusting God for the growth of some of your disciples, it's not working. Hey, that power of God also bats consistency. You don't give up. Strengthen with all might. People define the power of God as explaining this today, apart from what God says it is. That's your doggedness is the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hey, glory, glory. When some of you think the power of God is just for automatic things, Paul is saying the power of God is also for patience. Patience. Long suffering with joyfulness. Not with sorrow. Not with sorrow. Like that our song, to have a word of songs, a word of men, fear, word of spirit, it's not impossible. That's the power of God. Amen. It's by the power of God that we make such declaration. That's what I'm saying. That's what makes people say things like that. Other people don't say things like that. Glory, glory, glory. So, meaning when others are having the mindset that this is too much, this is impossible. Some of you are saying, well, I think all I just have to do is to ensure that my family is serving God, or that this world is everywhere. So, people are always complaining, there is evil everywhere, people are sinning. Let me just focus on me and my family, we'll go to heaven. When some of you are seeing their families, some people are seeing nations. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, I see families. That thing of the family is the plan of God, though. So let's have family Sunday. Ensure your family is serving God. That's all. Selfishness. Yeah. Go ye to all the world. You say go to your husband and daughter. Go ye to where? All the world. Clear, very clear. Very clear. So, rather than saying, I will cage myself, my own family will pick ministry, we will reproduce this in someone else, it will keep going, it won't stop. That's why I love you in this place. You just ensure you always celebrate yourself, both online and offline. Celebrate yourself. You are not common. People that have this type of priority of God, you are not common. Hallelujah. Say, I value us. Please, I don't mind my grammar. Ephesians 1 verse 15. Your simplicity and consistency is a function of the power of God. That your simplicity, that's the power of God working. Sometimes you are just waiting for you to feel, as you are just, imagine, as you are just walking, let your Z ear or your attachment just stand up. Maybe let two of our ear just stand up like this. You understand? That is all of him, right? Just stand up. You should now know that, yes, can you see power? See power. My hair is dancing on his own, turning on his own. Hallelujah. They see power. See power. That you had a bad day in the office and nothing, and there was no even temptation in you. Should I rest? It didn't even occur to you as a temptation. That's the power of God. You don't understand? Oh, God. Praise God. I said, you are not common. I've been saying this thing repeatedly for weeks right now. Some people are still tempted. Should I go? Should I not go? You do. It's not even. You can't even see it. Hallelujah. Because some people, their issue is not even the vigil. Their issue is, should I get to the church by 5? 5 in the evening? Or, should I just not go? Glory to God. Say, I value this. I beg you, this was, I thank God for somebody like Brash, that is there. Like, this is the only different thing about me for years, decades now. Me, at least 27. 6, 7. Is that the different thing? When everybody is fizzling away into worldliness, this is what will keep you there. Hallelujah. Say, consistency. Is a function of God's power. Glory, glory. Like, we have redefined power in different, in drama, until somebody falls down, until this happens, that was the power. Hey! Check the scripture. So Ephesians 1:15 and 16. Wherefore I also, after I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, 16, cease not. Say, cease not. Say, I don't stop. Cease not to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers. For your disciples, you don't cease. You don't stop. You don't stop. Don't just preach to people. Ensure you see the job through to the end. Pray for them. Mention their names in prayer. You say, Ruth, you stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. He said, oh, Rose, wherever you are, you are sleeping, you are dreaming about Jesus. Hallelujah. Or you are dreaming about church. You are that dogged. You are that mindful. Be mindful of people's spiritual growth. Be mindful. Not just of church, not just that they are coming to church. Be mindful that they become like you. It must be eating you. That I know you see confessing her sins anytime she sins. It should be eating you. Glory, glory. Okay, I'm in verse 16. Says it's not. 17, I said, Daddy, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding, please don't read this traditionally, follow the words, greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, 20, which He wrought, where? Where? Pay attention to that. Which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the... Okay, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Verse 22, and hath put all things under His foot. Say all things.
All things.
And gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is, that's a lot. Say He gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. That's a lot. Higher. Coming to that later. 23, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Of course, Greek scholar says this is the portion of the scripture with the most description of power, that the greatest. And, well, that should clearly tell you that this is not talking about the manifestation of the Spirit. Like I said, Greek scholar said that portion of the scripture envelopes the greatest description of power in the scripture. So I now say that should tell you clearly that this cannot be talking about the manifestation of the Spirit, but the indwelling of the Spirit. It's rather that. It's not talking about the manifestation of the Spirit, but rather the indwelling. Of the Spirit. Indwelling. I will explain. Because go back to verse, let me know when you are done. Go back to verse 20. There are times we just focus on verse 19. We leave 20. And 20 is the key. 20 is the game changer. 19, you will see, the exceeding greatness of Pabalu of His power towards what we believe according to the kratos of His working of His mighty power. But all this power He was describing, where did God use it? Where? Which He wrought where? Is it on the crusade ground? Which He wrought in Christ. And what did He use it to do in Christ? Is it talking about Acts 10:38? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing them of the devil. That's what He's talking about. So when did He rise in Christ? When He raised Him from the dead. So first write this down. In the resurrection of Christ is the greatest display of God's power. In the resurrection of Christ is the greatest display of God's power. That is why that is our message. In the resurrection of Jesus. In the resurrection of Jesus. No wonder it is in the resurrection that we receive eternal life. No wonder that it is in that resurrection that we receive eternal life. That is why salvation is so eternal that it's eternal. That is why salvation is irreversible. Because all the power of God was invested into that event. All the power of God. All the power of God. All the power of God. Ephesians 2. What was done in Christ was for man's salvation. For man's salvation. Ephesians 2, verse 1. Wait for you, we'll read this together. Was for man's salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. So, is it only Christ that was raised from the dead? Let's say Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you are still quickened, yes, who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Let's read 4 and 5 together, please. One to go. Thank you. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, when he loved us, even when we are dead, since hath quickened us together with Christ. Hallelujah. For by grace you are saved. Verse 6, and hath raised us up together, hallelujah, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Say, I have seen the greatest display of God's power in my life. Say, I can never lack power. Say, I have seen the greatest display of God's power in my life. That's why I'm born again. Do you understand that? Because he said, when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ. Although Christ died years ago, but this is what is called identification. That means now you are saying, when he died, I died. When he rose, I rose. So, remember, in this church I've taught you, so the resurrection of Jesus is him coming out from spiritual death, from hell to spiritual life, being justified. But your own resurrection is that what? You receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When a man in sin, when you preach the gospel and someone, a man says yes to the gospel of Christ, what just happened is resurrection for him. He was dead, now he's alive. He was dead, now he's alive. That means in the message we preach is the display of God's power. In the message we preach is the greatest display of God's power. And guess what? It happens quietly. Ooh. The greatest of power happens without demo. Do you understand what I just said? That greatness, it happens without earthquake. Without any Lord of the Rings. Without any Avenger. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No, it's a loss. Just no. Something must be in salvation. See, so you can understand that he's talking about salvation. Let's read verse 8 and 9 together. Verse 8 and 9. For by grace are you what? Saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Hallelujah. So, what is the gift of God? Is this? I would think he's talking about the faith. Romans 5. Selah, ministers, think on that. Okay. Verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Go to Galatians 2. The greatest of power in history was invested into man's salvation. So the study of salvation is the study of true power. The study of salvation
is the study of the greatest power.
If you tell somebody that, what are you teaching in your church? We are teaching salvation. What would they say? Imagine. Come to my church. We are teaching the seven spirits of God. Until his mayor that shattered me, I almost want to beat him on phone. He said, Pastor, can you explain to me the mystery behind the seven? He said, don't I need the seven spirits of God? Say, ah, Jesus. What is Jesus? I said, mayor. I said, where do you see that? I said, at 11. I said, who do you listen to? Who convinced you? I said, I know you cannot hear this from Pastor Nainka. You cannot hear this from me. So who are you? Who is convincing you? He said, he's just feeling that he needs something more. Ah. I said, sorry. I said, read it. I said, are you from the tribe of Jesse? He said, no. Are you from the root of Jesse? No. Okay, he's not talking about you. He's talking about Jesus. Is that clear? Okay. So you have the Holy Ghost. That is enough. Say it's enough. Say, I have the Holy Ghost. Say it's enough. Okay. People are just looking for angel of his presence. Wow. I'm coming to that. See, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Next verse says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness could come by the law, what happened? Christ died in vain. Message Bible says, if a living relationship with God could come by rule keeping, then Christ died unnecessarily. So in his resurrection is our salvation. Very clear. Not in your works. Not in your toils. You can get that message translated. Anybody, just get it. Anyone that is trying to argue, tell him to read it. That if you are saying, some people say we are saved by grace, but we must work to make heaven. You are not serious. Read it. Say, if a living relationship of God with God could come by keeping rules, then why did Jesus die? So, in his resurrection is the greatest display of the power of God. Isaiah 53. That is what he was saying. Isaiah 53. Oh, glory, glory, glory. See, justification is the power of God. Oh, glory. Because see, Isaiah 15 verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm, power of God revealed? I thought since he is talking about power right now, from verse 2, he should have started talking about the exploit of the Old Testament. Should have started talking about the crossing of the Red Sea. Should have started talking about how the wall of Jericho came down. Well, verse 2. Read. Want to go? Yes? Glory, 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 glory. We are talking about power. And he was talking about a man's story. A man's story. Oh God. Oh God. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ. My King sing. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing comes. What is greater than this, eh? What a wonderful name. The name of Jesus. knows his standards? Pam 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 pam.
Kapateke pro la mazate la malateke volaze zaba ramateke vosta kate. Glory! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Sit down. Thank you. In the story of that man, is the power of God. Higher. In his story. Let me make it very simple. Very simple. In what he did. Because I was expecting, say, who has believed our reports? To whom is the arm, power of God revealed? So instead of talking about big things, he came down to weakness. He said, he will grow before him like a tender plant, like a root out of a dry ground. He had no form of comeliness, humility. That's Romans 5 for you. That's obedience. Oh God, no form of coming that we should desire him. No one will be holding nothing. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. That's the power of God, though. Listen, but again, I'm not saying he's not talking about your own grief. His grief. He's not talking about your own suffering. He didn't say you should suffer. He's suffering. Don't forget, Luke 24, he's suffering and his glory, right? He's suffering. Say, but surely he has borne our grief and carried away our sorrows. Yes, we are thinking it was God that was just punching me anyhow. Smitten of God and afflicted. Say, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement that brought all salvation, peace, was upon him. And by his stripes we are saved. For all weak like sheep have gone astray. We have gone everyone to his what? own way. Remember own way? His own way. His own way. His own way. But what happened? The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
See, that's the power of God. Oh, thank you, Lord.
I'm really going to verse 8. He was taken from prison, right? And from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with his rich in his debts, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Verse 10, slowly want to go. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days. Resurrection. And the prayer of the Lord shall prosper higher. Where? In whose hand? In whose hand? God's pleasure prospers where? Thank you, sir. Let me explain something. Can I sit down? God's pleasure prospers where? In his hand.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
See that verse 10. He said he shall prolong his days. He shall prolong. How long is the days today? Eternal. Forever. So that talks about his resurrection. And the prayer of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Now, let me explain something to you there. Okay, you see the beginning. He said it has pleased the Lord to bruise him. So, remember God's word and God's action. So, how did God bruise Christ? Let me ask you that question. Some people say, if God can bruise Christ, he can bruise you too. Relax. John 3:16. Don't say you know it to open. How did God bruise him? How did God bruise him?
Like a funny man that say, if God did not spare his son, be careful, he will not spare you too. You're not serious.
So, don't use the scene. So, the question is, how did God bruise him? Let me explain. For God so loved the world that he gave him up. That's the bruising. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Go to Romans 8:32. Romans 8:32. He gave him up. Meaning, he made him submissive to wicked men. He made him submissive. Please, I beg you, don't take pride in. I can. The power of God is more in patience. When you have seen plenty of people with tantrums around you, blue, 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 just keep calm. In the scripture, we see the power of God in weakness.
God.
So, see, Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but deliver him up. Can you see that word? Deliver him up. That word in John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son. He gave. It's the same thing as he delivered him up in Romans 8:32. They are the same. He's talking about the same thing. Same Jesus, same events. So, it's the same thing that he's saying. So, deliver him up is the same thing as he gave his only begotten son. Are you with me, brethren? How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? What are the all things? Go to, what is in verse 28? Verse 28, come on. Yes? To them, who are they called? Next verse, yes? He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Next verse now, yes? Then he also called, whom he called, justified. Whom he justified, then he also what? Okay, what shall we say then to these things? Yes?
32 now. Want to go? He that spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us, or how shall he not freely with him freely give us? So what are the other things? Predestination, the calling, the justification, the glorification. Are you with me? So all these things, if God spared not Jesus, he's not saying he will not spare you too. Mm-mm. If God spared not Jesus, with Jesus right now that you have received, he gives you all this. Say, God is on my side. Say, it's always on my side. Say, it's always on my side. So the question is, how did God achieve this? Just going to preach the three, then we pray for an hour, then we'll rest. So how did God achieve this? Is it that God just changed Jesus on the share that, yes, you must not go. Yeah, take him down. Is it that he shamed him? Mm-mm. It is through the mindset of Christ. Write it down that way. Through the obedience of Christ. Not by forcing him. God manipulates no man. God has never manipulated anybody before in history. That will make you see the incarnation better. God became a man, and that man that God became, God did not force him to do anything. The man had to submit willingly. That's a lot. So, rush to John 18, verse 36. Please try not to sleep. It was 30 minutes. I'll be done. We'll pray. We'll go. We'll rest and we'll have it. Wonderful weekend. Gospel. John 18, 36. Well done. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servant fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not. So you could see what he's saying. He said, my kingdom is not from here. That is why nobody is fighting for me. Say submission. Say submission. Yeah, that the prophecies might be fulfilled, both the intention and the integration. You should understand that. Both the intention and the integration. Because, just write this down if you understand what we said on that, can never be wrong. Because if you fulfilled only the intention without the integration, then it won't be enough appeal in the heart of men. If you only fulfill the intention, if you refuse to fulfill the integration, it will not be enough appeal in the heart of men. I will explain. Go to Matthew 26. It will not be enough appeal in the heart of men. Matthew 26, verse 50. Oh, this is God's power. I found God's power. Say, I found where it is. Say, I found where it is. I've located God's power. I've located it. I have located God's power. It's in the message. It's in the message. Okay, so you open where? 26, thank you, verse 50. Let's read. Yes, and Jesus said unto him, friend, wherefore art thou come? Came they and lay hands on Jesus and took him. 51, let's read, yes. Yes, next verse. Next verse, yes. And he shall presently give me more than 12. But how then shall the scripture be fulfilled? That thus it must be. Amen, amen. So, how did Jesus obey God? He let go of that right. He let go of his rights. That is the same thing he said in Philippians chapter 2. Let this man be in you, which is also in Christ, who though is in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be made equal with God, but did what? Made himself, was found in likeness of a man, passion of a man, he humbled himself even to death, the death of the cross. So, write this down. God went to extreme lengths to demonstrate obedience for us in Christ. Write that down. God went to extreme lengths to demonstrate obedience for us in Christ. To demonstrate. Jesus demonstrated obedience for us. Jesus demonstrated obedience for us. God went to extreme lengths. Extreme. Very extreme. Actually, very extreme. Extreme lengths. To demonstrate obedience for us in Christ. Okay, go to, that should be John 18, verse 3. John 18, verse 3. Well done. Tell them, but say, well done. Mm-hmm. That's what we do now. Okay, John 18, verse 3. Let's read. Yes. Just then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, coming together with lanterns and torches and weapons, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? This answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Jesus also betrayed him, stood with them. Let's read verse 6. And as soon as he said unto them, I am ill, they went backward and fell to the ground. So you see that Jesus does not have power on the cross? Huh? Hello? Is it that God took power from him? So see verse 7. Let's read. Yes. And then asked he again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Verse 8. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If you therefore seek me, let this go their way. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, and you see verse 10, Simon, having a sword, drew it, cut off that guy's ear. And verse 11, what happened? Jesus said to Peter, put up your sword into a sheath. He said, the cup which my father gave me, I will drink it. And what happened? He healed the ear again, right? So he was in charge. Say he was in charge. Say he was in charge. That means he had alternative but chose to fulfill prophecy. Let's write that down. He had alternative but chose to fulfill prophecy. Should I teach this? Okay, let me say it. You understand now. So, when I said it shows to fulfill prophecy, it shows to fulfill both the ones required for our salvation and the ones required for easy identification. Write that down. It fulfills two types of prophecy. The prophecy that is required for our salvation, it fulfilled. Then the prophecy that is required for easy identification, if you also fulfilled. You know the meaning of that? God. Just like, let me say, okay, he said, somebody is coming to your house to give you a parcel. He will come on Okada. He will come by 3 p.m. What is he coming to do? To give her a what? A parcel. Now, if the guy now had a nice car, and he said, I can't be riding Okada. If the guy came in Oma Jeep, and he came by 12 instead of 3, will it be the same parcel? But what will happen? She may doubt that this is what I am expecting, right? So, all those prophecy, okay, all the prophecies are touching the pattern of Jesus' garment. Is that the requirement for our salvation? That they tear his garment. Crown of thorns. Is that what saved you? If you see some exegesis that some people gave about the crown of thorns, if I share things with you, then if you want to reach, you must know the mystery behind the thorns. Now, that thorns, I think I will talk small about causes on Sunday. I say, as the thorns pierce Jesus, that is God just release money. Wah! You know? Okay. That is how the curse was broken. So it was a live program on TBN. And the president said, tell us more. I said, you want to hear more? I said, don't worry, buy my book. There are five things that happened to the body of Jesus that delivers from poverty. So you only share the crown of thorn part. Say there are other five things as they did to Jesus, money just came. That's not soft. Amen, amen. So anyway, all those things surrounding. Okay, is it compulsory that they bury him in the tomb of Joseph? No. But what is compulsory? Resurrection. So that means all those things. Okay, because Psalm 22 talks about all those plenty things. He must pass his garment. He must be outside the gate. So all those things are what I call integration. Do you understand right now? So, what is the real intention? He is coming to give us eternal life in his resurrection. Try and put that down the way you can understand, please. Put that down. You are a student of the Bible. Should. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your sister name above all names. Oh, glory to God. Name above all names. Name above all names. Name above all names. Say name above all names. Glory to God. Okay, so where are we now? Yeah. So go back to Isaiah 53 now, verse 11. So our Jesus series 4, we handle that. Let's hope for March next year. So Isaiah 53, verse 11, he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servants justify many. What's that? In his resurrection, right? Are you with me? That's the power of God. That is what the power of God does. By his knowledge shall my righteous servants justify many. Resurrection. Why? For he shall bear their iniquities. Let's read verse 12 together. Want to go? Therefore, will I divide him a portion with the great? He shall divide his spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, and he bared the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. So, write this down. His intercession is also his resurrection life. Please write that down. His intercession is also his resurrection life. Resurrection life. Go to Hebrews 7:22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament, and there truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continued forever at an unchangeable priesthood, 25, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost, them that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth. Say he ever liveth. Yeah. Say resurrection life. Resurrection. To make intercession for them. So, why is he able to make intercession for us? He is alive forever.
He is alive forever. Don't forget that. And that is what Isaiah said, he shall prolong his days. Prolong his days. In Isaiah, it's the same thing as he liveth forever in Hebrews. Again, he to prolong his days in Isaiah 53 is the same as to I say it again. It's the same as to live forever. 24. This man, because he continued forever. Go to 1 Corinthians right now, 15 verse 12. 1 Corinthians 15, 12. That is why you cannot joke with forgiveness of sin. The power that forgave your sin was so much. It was too much. Too much for any sin to remain. See, First Corinthians 15, verse 12. And now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you? See, how say it? How say some among you that what? There is no resurrection of the dead. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we have found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. Let's read 16 and 17 together. I want to go. Thank you. If the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain and you are yet in your sin. So why are we not in our sins? Christ is raised from the dead. And how much power is invested in the resurrection of Jesus? All of God's power. So how much power is used to forgive us our sin? All of God's power. Anyone, you remember, just write. How much power is invested in your justification? All of God's power. This is why you cannot stand before a demon possessed man and you'll be shaking. You are more possessed than the demon. You carry God. Hey, say sonship. See verse 18. Then they also which have fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by men came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, and so in Christ all shall be made alive. So his resurrection, write this down. His resurrection is our Christianity. His resurrection is our Christianity. Very clear. His resurrection. That is our Christianity. Very clear. So when he said in Isaiah 53 verse 10, it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, resurrection. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Back to Hebrews 7 again. Oh, this is awesome. Hebrews 7, verse 14. For it is evidence that our Lord sprang. Please look at that narrative. Oh, no, I just love this Hebrew so much. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident. For that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arise another priest, verse 16, yes, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of what? Endless life. Hallelujah. Say the power of an endless life. So, for it testified, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a what? Verily a what? This annulling of the commandment going before. Why? For the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. So am I the one that sacked the law? It's God. It's not us. It's God. He said his thing is not profitable. Rule keeping. Do this or die. Do that or die. He said it's unprofitable. Say unprofitable. Hold on. It could make sense. It's not profitable.
Oh, glory, glory. Let's read 19. Slowly, want to go? Yes.
For the Lord made what? Come on, read it for me. Please help me now. For the Lord made nothing perfect. Say nothing. Nothing there means no man. He made no man perfect. But the bringing in of a better. That means even in that law, we saw the coming of Christ. That is by which we draw near unto God. 20. And inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made a priest. For those priests were made without an oath. But this with an oath, by him that said unto him, the Lord swear I will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. 22, want to go? By so much was Jesus made a what? Made a what? Surety. Say surety. What we are reading now is God's power. 23. And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by the reason of what? Death. 24. Again, read for me. For this man, because he continued forever, at and what? Unchangeable priesthood. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. So that is, go back to Isaiah 53. Go back there again. Isaiah 53 verse 11. Go back there again. Oh, glory, glory, glory. 53 verse 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be what? Shall be what? Say satisfied. Say satisfied. Say in the resurrection of Christ, all demands for man's justification satisfied. Say satisfied. Tell it satisfied. Satisfied. Oh, hallelujah. And by now, see the other word. See the other word. By his knowledge. Look at that, your Bible. See, Paracletos. By his knowledge. Can you see that? How will what Jesus has done become the experience of people? What? Come on. Don't try. Remain small. How will what Jesus has done become people's experience? By what? His knowledge. So why are we preaching today? We must share that knowledge. We must share what happened. By his knowledge shall my righteous servants justify many. Hallelujah. For he shall bear his iniquity. Bear their iniquity. Did you get that? That means two things, number one. We have the event, then we have the message of the event. Brethren, the message is as powerful as the event. Let me stay on that and we close. This is just half of my sermon for tonight, but continue on Sunday. The message is as powerful as the event. That means, have you observed that? Although after Christ rose from the dead, he started teaching them again that this is what is written, that all things must be fulfilled. In the Psalm, Lord Moses, prophet concerning me. Have you observed that when Thomas said, "I didn't believe until I touched his armpit and everywhere. They say, no problem. Come and touch. Say, but what? Blessed are those who, although they saw nothing, but yet what? They believe. That means they heard the message. Hallelujah. So the message is as powerful as the event. See, as I preach the gospel, I am sharing the power of God. Now, with what I've said right now, can you see demons as capable of opposing you?
Rabbi, can you help us? Maybe I can close.
Can you see? Can you? Is it tangible?
So, how do I stop demonic activities? Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Be strong in the message. Ephesians 1 again.
Be strong in that message. Be strong in that message. Be strong on your Christology. Let your Christology be strong. Let it be strong. Let it be strong.
Ephesians 1, 18 and 19.
That the eyes of your understanding is not, no, I know some people, all these things looks boring to them. So they will leave all this, they will run to Psalm 35 looking for power. They will leave epistles, they will say there is no power there. It's because you have belittled, you have tembelu the power of God.
Sorry, tembelu is not an English word. It's the same way Yoruba word. I don't even know where it came from.
Hallelujah. It's because you let, see, trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Be a sharer of the gospel message. Sit down on top of that matter. That is your matter. Hallelujah. That's why Paul could say the eyes of your understanding should be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance. Where? In the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of the power of God that saved you? Simple. That's summary. I am going on evangelism. Remember the power of God that saved you. Remember that event that saved you. See, wherever that event stands, everything's on me. What did he say in Philippians 2? Say he humbled himself to the death, even the death of the cross. Say, but God has what? Highly what? Exalted him. And now gave him a name above. How many names? How many names? That at the name of Jesus, every name bows. And guess what? What was this describing? His resurrection. So don't learn the power of God outside salvation. I beg you. This is really what I would tell you on Sunday. Don't learn. Don't be somebody. Somebody say, come. Let me teach you power. Say, I have a healing anointing. And you're running there. I have a deliverance demon anointing. And focus on that salvation anointing. There's anything called, anything like that. Focus on salvation.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to sing about the power of God. Then we're going to start praying. Oh, glory to God. Send the message. It's the power of God. Say, not just the power of God. Say, the greatest display of power in history is in that message. Say, I focus on that message. Say, my gaze is fixed on the message of Christ. Say, I'm not moved, not to the left, not to the right. Say, I go nowhere. Say, I focus on that message. Say, no distraction. Say, the message is enough. Is strong enough in my mouth. Let's focus on this.
Oh,
glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, what a wonderful name.
What a beautiful name it is. No. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name.